piping for each. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Butter is just butter. You go to the supermarket and you buy it and you butter your toast or whatever. It's just butter, right?
It is, isn't it? How wrong you are.
How wrong I was. Because you sent me this thing about a butter tasting. And I was thinking, who's going to have a butter tasting? I mean, what's the point? There's much more to butter than I imagined.
Butter is very complex. And it depends on the cows. We're talking about butter made from cows, what they're eating.
Exactly.
So their diet will determine the flavor of the butter. The percentage of butter fat is also going to determine how it feels on our tongues.
Mm-hmm.
There is a standard, a governmental standard in the U.S., that butter cannot be less than 80% butter fat. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best butter to be using in certain kinds of cooking. The butter tasting was one thing where there was Land O'Lakes. There was a butter called Pastureland made in Minnesota. This was carried out at the International Association of Culinary Professionals meeting. There's Kerrygold Irish butter, salted and unsalted. What really intrigued me, and we can talk more about this, is Echirre, E-C-H-I-R-E.
Oh, yeah. That was very
interesting. Small production cultured butter from France with 84% butter fat. And then the Vermont Butter and Cheese Company had a couple of butters as part of this tasting. And then there was also a goat's milk butter, which is white. So the question, what's your favorite, really depends on what your tastes are.
Another factor is how the butter is stored. Fat absorbs water molecules very readily. For instance, I read this one report in which they said, if the butter is stored and you put into the same cooler a cart that has some crabs on it, that's going to get into the butter.
It could pick up the flavor. The butter could pick up the flavor.
Even a person walking by with a heavy perfume can affect the flavor of that
butter. What this means is that if you're storing butter in the refrigerator, keep it securely wrapped. If it's on a plate that you intend on taking it out again to serve the next day, make sure you cover it.
Well, as soon as I read that, I went and got the butter that I've got in my refrigerator and put it into little plastic bags just to make sure, you know. There's a lot of stuff in your refrigerator.
And not all of them are wrapped securely. No. They're exposed. Yeah. They are going to affect the flavor of the butter. So this tasting had sweet butters, high-fat butters, and cultured butters. Cultured butters is when you add a culture of something to the cream. Could be yogurt, it could be creme fraiche. You add that to the cream, then the cream is allowed to ferment for about 18 hours before it is churned. So that's a cultured butter.
Right. So it's going to be flavored.
It's a slow and expensive way of making butter.
You have to make it in small batches.
You have to make it in small batches.
Yeah.
If you want to try a cultured butter, I recommend you do. Cultured butters, I think, are best if you spread them on bread or toast and eat them. Although Echirre, which is a cultured butter, is absolutely terrific from what we read in baking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that also has to do with the fact that it is an 84%. If it's 84% butter fat, that means the rest of the butter is 16% water.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 80% butter fat, then it's 20% water.
I see.
If you're making a cake batter and you have a 20% butter fat, you're maybe adding more water than you actually want.
I see.
Which can affect the actual outcome of the cake. If you're making a pastry where you do not want very much gluten activation because you want a tender pastry, you want a much higher fat butter content.
I see.
Because that means there's less water in the butter to activate the gluten, and there's also more butter fat in the butter to give more taste to your baked good.
I see.
So if I'm making a pie crust, John, I search out the high butter fat butters, 84%, 85%. In most cases, if you're making a bechamel sauce or something like that, it's not going to matter. If you're making muffins, fine with an 80% butter. If you're making a beurre blanc sauce, which is an acid reduction that you're just beating lumps of butter into to turn into this rich sauce, guess which butter comes out on top? Strauss, because it's 86% butter. But this Echirre butter, which is this very specialized French butter, it is also terrific for making a beurre blanc. All butters are not the same. depending upon what plan you have to use the butter, choose your butter carefully, keep it securely wrapped, and do taste a cultured butter. Give it a try.
One thing. Do you find that it affects the flavor of butter if you buy it in quantity and freeze some of it?
If it's frozen, wrapped securely, it's fine.
I see.
But wrap it securely.
Because you don't want it to be contaminated by all those other flavors that are floating around.
Right.
But what you do want to do is come back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.